How do you know where you're going when you die? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, evangelist Ann Lay.
Later in the show, you'll hear from Art Aris, who wasn't sure where his destiny would be if he died as he was heading into surgery.
I think that the whole death situation has been a topic in my life that I've thought about for years. After losing my aunt, I always wondered at that time, where did she go? Is that it? And this is before I knew the Lord. I was a young girl, and it really scared me. And I remember I went to this camp. It was like a Christian camp, and they had everybody saying, you know, raise your hand if you know where you're going. If you were to die tonight, where would you go? Well, I didn't know. I was completely afraid. How do I know? Am I the one in charge of my after death? Of course, I want to go to heaven, but I didn't understand the way to get there. So that caused me a lot of problems for years.
Well, that's interesting that you grew up thinking about death, and I think I was the opposite. I think there's people who experience death, maybe the death of others is what I mean. And then there's others who don't experience it very much at all in their young age, and that was me. I didn't really experience very much death around me, family members. I didn't see much of it. You know, it was something like somewhere far, far away on the news. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so I didn't think much about it, especially when I was an atheist.
Yeah.
The only time I thought about it was in chemistry class, and I thought, well, we just evaporate into energy. There's really no, I really had no other deeper thoughts about where I was going. You know, once I died.
Right.
Because I didn't want to think about that. Actually, deep inside, it was very scary. Because it is scary. Like, where am I going to head when I die?
Yeah.
That's a really deep question.
And I think a lot of people hope they'll come up with a miracle drug by the time they reach a certain age that will make them live forever. You know,
it's I knew a guy like that.
Yeah.
No joke. And in my molecular biology class, there was an older guy, and he said, I'm going to cryogenically freeze myself so I can exist into the future so that they can find a way to live forever.
Wow.
I thought that was pretty crazy.
I'd be interested in looking that guy up. But you know, the truth is the Bible is very clear about how to get to where we need to go, and we need to get to heaven. And it's only through Jesus. And so if you're unsure where you're going, it's very simple. If you want to know, ask God to save you, to save your soul. And what that means is, Lord, please forgive me of all the things I've done. You repent, you turn from those things. You call out to Jesus. He makes you new. You become a new creation so that when you die, when you pass from life to death, then guess what? To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. There's nothing for us to be afraid of, even though we don't know what it's like. Let's hear from Art Aris after the break.
Real Life is made possible this week by Angel Nails and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. Want the pampering you deserve? Come to Angel Nails, your one-stop shop for healthy, long-lasting nail care, including innovative hydrating manicures and pedicures. Angel Nails is conveniently located in the Applewood Village Shopping Center at 3460 Youngfield Street in Wheat Ridge, just off I-70. Come to Angel Nails with or without an appointment, or call them at 303-234-0702. That's 234-0702.
We're excited to announce our new book, Evidence, that will inspire you with real stories of people who encountered God. In a world where there are so many bad things happening, some wonder, is there a God? If there is a God, why does he allow bad things to happen? These people either didn't believe in God or turned from him and looked for help in everything but God until they had an encounter of their own that changed their lives. Order your copy of Evidence today at www.awakeningthenations.com. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Hello, everyone.
Joining us is Art Aris, and he's going to share with us how at 4 years old, he was in a lawnmower accident that destroyed his intestines. He nearly died. And throughout his life, he has had many trials, a lot of things that have happened to him that caused him a lot of heartache and pain, and he could have given up, but he didn't. So let's hear from Art. Welcome to the show.
Oh, great to be with you guys.
Yes. So tell me about this. You're 4 years old and you're mowing the lawn and something happened.
Well, I would say that basically my father was a contractor and my mother was a school teacher, and we were moving from a town near where I currently live right now. We moved here when I was four. And my father was mowing the lawn, preparing for leaving where we were living to move here. And he didn't know I was behind him. A piece of metal came out of the lawnmower, hit me right in the stomach. It dropped me. I can remember laying on the seat of my dad's car. He's driving me to the hospital. Mm. And I just remember holding my bloody stomach. And I guess I kind of blacked out after that. Then I got in the hospital and had severe infections. They had to give me a blood transfusion. They didn't have enough blood. They called in the local prisoners and they brought them in to give me blood. They put out an appeal and said, a little boy's dying here. We need blood. And
wow. That's very traumatic at that age to go through that.
Well, my mom said she would never look at prisoners the same way again.
Wow.
Yeah, see them lined up. But anyway, they had to pack me in ice. I came real close to dying. Then my mom said, I can remember seeing that little baby boy just with blue lips. And anyway, came real close to dying when I was four and then thought everything was good and golden. Then I was 19. I was playing in the state junior college golf tournament, got real sick, and the doctor said, son, we've got to operate right now. You've got gangrene. And what happened, scar tissue from my four-year-old accident had bound my intestines. I had gangrene, which, I could die pretty quickly.
Right.
So they did another emergency surgery on a Friday night. But it's during that time that really, at 19, I just had a, what's going to happen to me with this? And I had a really nice Presbyterian pastor that came and shared with me about faith. And he just told me the basics of, how I could know that I would be ready to go to heaven when I died. And it was just a beautiful time. And I remember that. It was a very painful time in my life, but the message that he brought just really was life-changing.
Now tell me, you were in the hospital for many days during that time, and you were saying you were kind of afraid. Can you tell me the emotions you were going through at that time?
Well, all of this pain that happened in my life at the time, it seemed horrible. Why is this happening to me? But basically, they operated, and I got infections from that. Then there was complications, and it wasn't working. And they said, we've got one more procedure, and if this doesn't work, we're going to have to give you a colostomy. And when you're 19 and you think about that, boy, it's just such a sobering news. But they did a procedure, and it worked and got me out of there. But since then, I've had other torpedoes, the word that I use, that have come, and I've had a lot of other near-death experiences. But now it's different since 19 because I know that if something happens today, I know unequivocally where I will go. And so that assurance of eternal life, you just cannot put a price tag on it.
Wow.
And so for you at that time, though you were going through all these fears and just not sure, unsure, you gave your life to the Lord and things changed, but it didn't end. So sometimes we go through things and we come to know the Lord where we're Christians and people think, well, life's going to be easy for them, or they act like it. But it's not that way. You've actually had to face cancer. You've had to face other things. What are the things that you faced and how did you overcome and have joy? Because I see that you're very joyous and outgoing. And a lot of times that would crush people.
Well, God really wants us to trust in Him. Even when we can't see Him in the dark, we've got to still trust His hand. Even though I'm a pastor, I've actually been in the ministry now for 28 years. Nobody is immune from trials, whether they're a believer, non-believer, whatever your status in life. And I think that a person is very foolish who doesn't make preparation, first of all, for trials, and secondly, make preparation for eternity. And I think that God in His mercy allowed me to do that. But we completed recently the most complete graphic adaptation of the Bible that's ever been done. And as we were doing that, I went through several really hard things. We had a major customer that went bankrupt on us. We had financial problems, all kinds of things. But then as we got close to releasing this graphic Bible, the intensity of the trials got worse. Actually, I'm a runner and I go out and run and, I feel like I'm in phenomenal shape for my age. But the doctor said, this just doesn't make sense because I could go out and run 3 or 4 miles, not even hardly breathing heavy, but I'd have bad EKGs. And the doctor said, they went in there and he said, I've only seen this one other time in 20,000 heart casts. And he said, you were born with an artery going the wrong way. It went between these arteries. And he said, it can be constricted and you would die suddenly from a heart attack.
Wow.
And to give it even more importance, he said, the one other case that I saw was a doctor who opted not to have surgery, and he just died 6 months ago.
Wow.
And so I said, get me in. 4 days later, they cut my chest open and did a one-way bypass. And then I thought, oh, praise God, I won't have any more troubles. Then almost exactly a year later, I had a reoccurrence from the serious surgery that I had when I was 19 because I ended up having scar tissue again. And so they did the surgery. I thought it'd be good. Then they got an infection. Then they had to cut me open again because they had to pop the stitches off there. And I had to let this big scar on my stomach heal from the outward out. And so I thought, okay, well, that's going to be the last one. It's going to be smooth sailing now. And then in January, I was diagnosed with melanoma. And they went in and cut the melanoma off my face. And they got everything. And I was very grateful for that. So I told my wife, I said, well, honey, the bullet that takes me down, you can be sure that that was the one that was meant to take me down. So anyway, God has given me many lives, and I try to live them all to help people understand God loves them. He's got a great plan for their lives, and they can trust him.
So Pastor, real quick here, I want to ask you just a real quick question, and if you can answer it real quick. There's somebody listening right now, and they're saying, wow, how did you go from not really sure where you're going to now you're just absolutely sure where you're going? How did you get that?
There was an event that happened on earth that just made everything different. And that event was when Jesus Christ died on the cross. I came to understand from talking to this pastor that his death was on my behalf. And even if I'd been the only one, he would have died for me. And it didn't take me much to understand that I was a sinner. I understood that part. But I realized that on the cross is where God dealt with my sin, and he laid it on Christ. And I, by simply looking to him, you know, it's by grace through faith that we're saved, by just having faith in Christ and trusting in his perfect life to forgive me of my sin. And once I did that, then the fear of dying kind of went out the door. I mean, I had some bumpy airline flights and that kind of stuff. I got a little nervous, but I do know where I'm going in this because of personally accepting Christ as my Savior.
That's amazing. Wonderful. Well, we're going to pray for our guests that they would have that assurance that you have and the peace that even in the midst of the storms in life, because they will come, that they too can have peace knowing God is with them and they will overcome. Thank you so much for being with us, Pastor Art.
All right.
Father God, we just thank you so much for this story. And it just encouraged. I just sense there's someone right now who's saying, man, you know, I'm in a trial right now. And I don't know if I'm going to make it through. And I'm scared. I don't even know where I'm going when I die. And I just want to encourage you, friend, that we all must know. And how do you know? You have to make the transaction, the spiritual transaction where Jesus trades places with you. He takes what you deserve, and you get what he deserves. And what Jesus deserves is entranceway into heaven. All you have to do is call out to him, say, Jesus, I want to make that exchange. I give you my life right now, Jesus. I give you my sin. I turn away from it. And I'm asking you, Jesus, to give me your life. Give me your eternal life. And I will follow you all the days of my life. I receive it. I believe in you, Jesus, right now, in Jesus' name.
Amen. God loves you so much. If you're hearing this and you need help in your time of trouble, call out to him and he will be your help. God bless you all. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to Real Life.